Hello and welcome to Experience Share. My name is Derek Rudrick. We're at Old Hisui.
That was a good one.
Mochi Hour once again. 2 weeks in a row, we're recording during Friday night Mochi Hour.
Yeah,
feels nice.
Although my mochi is not made out of potato like it is in Old Hisui. My mochi is made out of hops. What is that? Barley?
Huh?
Beer?
What are you talking about?
Fucking, it's a beer.
You're having a beer mochi?
Yeah, beer mochi. That's my kind of mochi.
I think you lost the script.
Speaking of scripts, who even are you?
My name is Tanesprit.
Mesprit. Elegant.
A.K.A. Tanner Greenring.
Good one.
And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Goojosh.
Goodra. Goojosh.
Goojosh.
Good Josh and Goojosh. I'm Good Josh as
Goojosh
well.
Goojosh could be like a good screen name for you, you know? Like an Xbox Live name or something.
Yeah, or OnlyFans.
Goojosh.
I might have to cut that one.
Woo! Hisui! We are loaded up on potato mochi.
Well, I don't even think we are, because we're banned. We're banished.
Sorry, let's shed these
hostile feelings.
Meat fursonas that we're wearing.
Okay.
And let's get down to the core of who we are this week. I'm Doug Farmer. I'm a slug charmer. My thing is slugs. I'm looking for slugs. I'm hot on slugs. I'm just all about slugs. Mm-hmm. You are soaring over California.
I wish you'd drop that. I don't want to be associated with California.
Yeah.
I'm Soren.
Sorry, what's your surname?
He doesn't know. I mean, it's lucky he even has this name. I mean, who knows if that's even his original name, or did he just think it was cool? And maybe his parents named him something else.
Can I ask you a quick question? Can I ask you a confrontational question? Did Soren come through the wormhole, or did he just wake up on the beach?
Well, he woke up on the beach, but he did have a conversation with God, with Almighty Sinnoh. He doesn't know if he went through the wormhole, like a wormhole. Like you and Ingo.
He would know this week, wouldn't he? Because you sort of get blamed for a lot of bad shit that goes down this week. Or at least Doug Farmer did.
Yeah. The denizens of Jubilife were really looking for a scapegoat. And they all very quickly turned on Soren.
The new guy.
Yeah. Yeah. They were like, this foreigner. They got the fucking pitchforks out of that galaxy hall just immediately.
We had just a taste of the good life after vanquishing, quelling all of the frenzied beasts. We were heroes, Doug Farmer and Soren.
I know. They were working on a statue of Soren.
I know.
In like my coolest outfit. And then they fucking stopped the chisel as soon as Commander Kamado started the xenophobic shit and just started their problems on me. I mean, Soren.
Did you notice that even Professor Laventon's sick of Benny's potato mochis?
Yeah, I did.
It's mochi hour, and he says, thanks for this nice sizable helping of potato mochi, Benny old chum. And then he says, oh, and if there's anything else you'd like to recommend, by all means, please bring it over.
Yeah, like, you know, is there
expand the menu
maybe ever a chef's special, for example?
Yeah, I mean, even if all we can grow here is, like, potatoes, like, I'm sure there's more interesting stuff we can do, you know? Gnocchi!
I mean, or I would eat a Jubilife muffin. I mean, we've been giving them to Eevees. Well, I don't know. We'll try it out. Okay.
Yeah, I guess. Yes, and then we're sort of called up to,
wake up.
There's an explosion
some strange explosion sound, by the way. It goes like, ba-koom.
Yeah.
It's not what you would expect, but it is a very loud, troubling sound.
And then the simulation starts to kind of fall apart.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in Old Arceus. I don't know how we got here.
Old Hisui?
All I know is I'm hungry. One second. You know what Doug Farmer always says.
Yeah, it's something about, like, no bones. The famous phrase.
No bones at all. Yeah, of course, Doug Farmer's famous phrase. Bugs, slugs, crabs, clams, little octopods, and other boneless bods. If it ain't got a bone, a ball's getting thrown.
right? That everyone knows it.
People are chanting it. People are like chanting it along, you know? It's like a Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And why you bring that up right now? Is that relevant?
I don't remember. What were we talking about?
Waking up to a big explosion.
The explosion in the sky, the Matrix falling apart.
Yeah.
And the facade cracking of Doug Farmer, you know? What's going on? Why is the sky suddenly like pixelated?
I'll tell you, the facade really cracked for Soren because he heard that explosion and just came running out of his house in his birthday suit, just totally naked. He sleeps
butt naked.
Sleeps in the nude.
Wow.
So that probably, I don't know if that has anything to do with getting banished, but it probably didn't help.
I don't know. I think they just didn't like the way Doug Farmer dressed, to be honest.
Yeah, or they're like
a little too loud for their
They're
tastes.
Like pro bones kind of people, pro vertebrates.
They didn't like how many Pokemon that I had like invited into their village to like stay with them in the evenings, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but
watch over them.
They
I'd kick me out too.
They just really, they whipped out the pitchforks and the torches real quick.
Yeah, that's okay.
Shouldn't you get some amount of leeway? Like, what about all this good stuff we've done?
It doesn't matter.
Commander Kamado throws it out the fucking window just immediately. He's like, the sky is all fucked up. It looks like the Matrix. Who could we blame? Who could we pin the blame on this? Oh, how about this guy?
Have you figured out the mystery of the game? Do you know the mystery of the game?
No.
Have you figured it out by this
point? You shouldn't know either.
I think I figured it out.
What do you think it is? Pitch me.
I think we're playing a video game and a crack in the screen somehow sucked us in. And now we're seeing the giant pixels of the screen.
My God. I don't believe that that's true. If that were true, I would have even more respeto for this game. Like an enormous amount of respeto.
I think it's going to be something weird like that, don't you?
That would be rad.
It's just like there's now these like giant red pixels in the sky. And it's our fault. Our fucking fault. So we're out on our ass. Doug Farmer's like, well, my one thing is slugs, but I have like developed quite a network while I'm here, you know? I've got a lot of friends.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I can fall back on some of them now.
Let's
and I
hope so.
Go on this like Christ-like journey.
Celine escorts us out like Death March style.
Oh yeah, everyone like lines up and claps.
And they go like, I think
there goes my hero. Watch him as he goes. Yeah, I tried to approach a couple people to like say goodbye, and Silene was like, hey.
Yeah, she runs a tight...
Over here.
She puts you on a tight leash.
Honestly, I wanted to talk to a couple of people to turn in some quests. I didn't realize I was on a fucking, like,
yeah.
Deadline.
I had a few quests I wanted to turn in, and I try to turn to my friends, and Silene won't let me. And then also, they start basically calling you scary. They say, can it really be true? It's just like, where's the trust? You know,
so what's the narrative? Can what be true? That I made the sky red and pixely? And like, what's in it
for me?
What is banishing me going to help you? I'm the one guy who knows what's going on with the pixely sky if I'm the guy who did it, dummies.
You people would be getting fucking spit roasted by all of these
Jesus.
Frenzied Pokemon.
Wow.
Is spit roasted always sexual? Why did I go
there? I
don't
know. I felt like that.
I didn't mean for it to be sexual, but what I meant was putting their heads on stakes.
We're cast into the desert like Moses?
Yes.
They say you can't...
Religious bug catchers, bug pioneers, don't come at us for that one.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here in Jubilife. You gotta take your potato mochi and get out of here. So Doug Farmer reached out to his network and said, who do I know? Who can take me in? Well, I'll go back to the person who I like helped first here, you know? Liam.
Oh, Liam.
Warden Liam, who's frenzied Cleavor. We calm down with some bombs.
Yeah, our first one.
I guess he's from the Pearl Clan, right?
Think so.
He says, listen, we really appreciate it. We love what you did for the Pearl Clan. You really calmed down our thing, but Cleavor, sorry.
There's nothing nothing that I can do to help you.
There's nothing I can do for you. You'll have to go somewhere else. So, like, we take our people and our Pokemon. Oh, by the way, we get, like, a call at some point from the people who, like, run the pastures back in Jubilife, which is this game's replacement for the box system.
Right.
And they're like, your Pokemon are still here. It's fine. We'll take care of it.
We'll keep those.
They, like, forgot about that. There has to be some way we can let them get access to their box while they're exiled.
Yeah.
So we leave. We go one territory over from where Jubilife Village
where it all began.
Obsidian Fieldlands, and we run into Liam, and he says, sorry, we can't. I can't do it. And then we go and run into Mai. I don't even remember if you know, remember Mai.
Yeah, I like completely forgot, and I wasn't really looking at the map, and I got sidetracked because the only thing that Lian says is like, oh, maybe Warden Mai can help you, and she's at the Warren Bridge. I'm like, what the hell is that?
She's the one who introduced us to Weird Ear, I think.
Yeah, and she's got the Munchlax.
Yeah, little Munchlax. She also says she can't take us in, and she says, but go ask Volo. He's here in Obsidian Fieldlands. And I'm a little concerned that Doug didn't bother looking beyond Obsidian Fieldlands.
Yeah, it would have been nice to like
just like threw in the towel.
Keep our options open, but I do think once again I'm vindicated. Volo was my first trainer banger of the season. Volo saves us again.
Volo? The guy from Soul Calibur?
Voldo? No, we are not thinking about Voldo again.
Okay.
Volo tells us like, hey, I'm a merchant. I know how to, like, traffic goods that don't, you know, he's got a scheme, I think, like a tax avoiding scheme.
Yeah, fine.
And he's like, I know where you can go. I know how to smuggle you out of here. And then we just show up at a place called the Ancient Retreat.
Yeah, Mami Kojita's Ancient Retreat.
A trainer banger for Kojita, like Slay Mama.
Volo calls her Mistress Kojita.
Yeah.
And then I think someone also calls her Mother Kojita. So Mother, I like Mommy Kojita.
Mother is sitting outside of her little cabin, just like sipping tea and looking like fucking great. Looking like Alan Cumming in The Traitors, which I'm watching now.
Wow. I don't know it. Do you think she is? Here's my theory. Everyone's a someone in this game, right?
No. Well, we thought so, but we know that Melly is nobody. Nobody was willing to continue Melly's line because he sucks.
That's fine. I think she looks like Cynthia.
No, I agree.
With her black outfit.
I think Kojita. I think Mother Kojita is related to Volo and or Cynthia because...
Yeah, look at their outfits side by side.
Kojita,
they look the exact same.
And Volo both have like teardrop. They have little teardrop emblems. Like Volo's got a necklace, I think, that's a teardrop. And then she has either a brooch or it's just like right on her dress.
Volo, Legends, Arceus.
Oh, are you just going to confirm it, whether or not we're right?
No, I'm looking at a picture of him. Oh, yeah, what's this teardrop thing? That's suspicious.
They both have teardrop things. And I think Cynthia does, too. Let's look her up.
She's got something in her hair. They look like Umbreon tails.
See, Cynthia has a teardrop right in the middle of her outfit, just like Kojita.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Well, and they're both wearing all black? Like, this has got to be Cynthia and Kojita, like... Kojita's got to be like the matriarch of the entire Cynthia family. Slash, I think also Volo family, maybe.
She's willing to do what no one else is willing to do and take in this exile.
Yes.
This Moses-like figure, if that's right.
I think that's right.
Doug Farmer.
And Soren.
Into shelter in the Ancient Retreat.
Yeah, sweet digs.
And then she tells us
beautiful flowers.
Pretty big exposition cutscene about how we can close the hole.
Excuse me?
The hole, the big hole.
Yeah.
We can close it.
The big hole is open, but we can close it as well.
Yeah. We can close the hole, but we need to craft a chain, a red chain.
Right. Remember that?
That sounded familiar to me. Looked it up.
You had to look that up? Didn't remember that?
Well, we just played it. You expect me to remember it? We just played it. It's what Cyrus crafted.
Yeah.
To capture Dialga and Palkia. So I guess that's Doug Farmer's fault.
We started this.
He made that for Cyrus.
This is the butterfly effect coming into full play here.
Yeah.
And I think it's partially due to Kojita's sort of like the key maker in The Matrix, it seems like.
Which one is that?
The guy in Reloaded who has the keys to open like every door to every destination anywhere.
Yeah.
She's like, well, the space-time dimension can lead to many other parallel dimensions, including where Almighty Sinnoh dwells. So that might come into play.
Who's Sinnoh? Arceus?
Yeah, Arceus. Almighty Sinnoh.
Pick a name, guy. Hisui, Sinnoh, Arceus. Jeez Louise.
I know, and it should have just been Arceus the whole time.
Kojita! Welcome to
the Resistance.
The Ancient Retreat. She tells us that we need to find the three Lake Guardians.
Yeah, we need to once again find Uxie, Muxie, and Fuxie.
I know exactly where they are. The lakes.
Yeah.
That we've already run into.
But first, we must make a choice. We need to pick a side.
You need to pick a side.
Yeah, what? I don't remember exactly why they made me choose. Can you remember the contrivance that led to us having to choose between Irida of the Pearl Clan and Adamant of the Diamond Clan?
I think it was that we needed three people. Volo was coming with us by default. We choose another companion, and then the other one had to like stay and do something. Guard or
cover
something. Yeah. Make up the cover story back in Jubilife. Who'd you choose?
Adamant's always rubbed me the wrong way. I've never gotten a good read on him. And Irida's always been there for me, always there to heal my Pokemon, help me like make soothe balms.
Yeah.
So I went Irida all the way.
I also went Irida.
Yeah, fuck Adamant. That guy sucks.
Yeah, Adamant is like a couple of tweaks away from having like a Melee attitude. So I went
Irida. You keep saying Melee, and I literally like have blocked
Smelly,
her from my memory.
Smelly
so
Melee.
Forget about
he.
It.
Smelly Melee.
Oh, right.
With the skunk tank who we hated.
Smelly Melee, yeah. Wow, so easy to forget.
Yeah, exactly. That's what everyone did, which is why he never had any descendants.
Yeah. We have a few trials to set out on, Joshua, if we want to make this big red chain and escape this video game that we're stuck in.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
Bug Pioneers. Last episode, we said we were just going to do the trial of Lake Verity or whatever, one of them.
Oh, yeah.
And we discovered that the trials are not much of trials.
Well, what we discovered is after you turn in the final Quell Beast quest, it's just a cutscene and then a trial. And the trial takes about 3 minutes because it's flying to a lake, fighting a Gudra, and having a conversation with a Mesprit.
Yeah. And I did do, you know, on the way to all three of these, I did get into some, you know, antics. I worked on some quests. I did that Morel one.
Let's do request ranking.
Request ranking.
Joshua, I'm so excited for you to tell me your best request.
So it's frustrating, and maybe I even have to hold off until I can close it because I can't go to the person that I need to turn in this journal that I found in Jubilife because I'm banned.
Yeah, we're sort of locked out. That's my worst request. My worst request this week is every single fucking request that I didn't turn in last week that's now stuck in my fucking inventory because I'm exiled.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I agree. My worst request was going to be all about Magikarp. And I can't even turn it in.
Wow, sounds like fun.
But if you got that one, there's some little girl in Jubilife who wants to know all about Magikarp. And these lakes have a bunch of Magikarp in them, or one of them specifically, I think Verity.
Yeah.
But to do it, you have to deal with a bunch of like Gyarados who are super hostile and abuse you. And then like the Magikarps are sort of sweet because they'll like swim up to you.
Oh, that's nice.
And you can just catch them.
They want to be caught.
But all of the easier ways of like,
catch me, daddy.
Catch me, daddy. The easier ways of actually triggering a lot of like the Pokedex entries, I couldn't get to work. For example, making them eat a berry is one, but they would always just saunter up to me and then just look at me. And then I'd throw berries at them and they wouldn't eat it. And it just sinks to the lake floor. Yeah, they're dumb. It's like all this work. I had to catch her like 20 or 22 or whatever it was, because I was like, I don't know how to end this. Then I couldn't turn it in. So I agree with you. I guess it's just all of them, because we can't turn anything in.
There's a few out here. I got a good one.
I guess I'll say, I'll just punt it, but I'll also like, again, put a peg in it. I think from the last episode, I know Traces of a Lost Village is going to be my best request when I can finally complete it, but you should work on it in this next leg, hoping, you know, if we get unbanished.
Oh, you mentioned it last time.
It's in the Alabaster Iceland.
Okay, I'll look for it.
But there's some sweet snow runts that gather and you follow them around, and I don't know, I think there's a Frostlass, and I think there's probably something a little fucked up that comes out of this.
Frostlasses are like, they have dark energy.
They have really dark lore that we know from previous seasons. So we'll get to that. I'll just give my best request to that Morel one, the mushroom hunting with Swinub. I think you gave it to that at one point.
Oh, yeah.
You use the Swinubs to sniff out mushrooms for Morel.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Shroom hunt.
I think maybe you didn't like it because he's kind of a freak. But it's very cute watching the Swinubs like sniff around, and you fight some Mon. And there's a really scary alpha Gardevoir that you have to fight. She looks like a big sexy lady, but then with terrifying red eyes.
I saw an alpha Apom scared the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Crested a hill with Sneasel. What's it called?
Sneasler.
Sneasler.
Speaking of sexy ladies.
Just like a alpha Apom right there.
Yeah. What's your best request?
Best request! Snow White Vulpix in the snow. Here's my fun facty. That I learned from my friend Kiaka.
Who's Kiaka?
He greeted me, first of all, with a hearty Alola.
Oh, Alola?
Yeah.
Oh, and I confirmed early on in the season that somebody referenced Alola, because they were like, oh, just like an Alola, we can ride around a Pokemon.
Yeah, this guy too.
So I love that there's a follow-up.
He's in the Survey Corps. He says, I'm here from Alola. And back home, we had our own kind of version of Vulpix called Alolan Vulpix. At least that's what you call it. Back home, we call it Kyo-Kyo.
Kyo-Kyo.
That's just what they call.
That's nice.
Vulpixes back in Alola. It's cute. And then every time you run up to him and he's surrounded by little Vulpixes, he just yells, Alola! I love him.
What's the quest? He's just hanging out?
No. The quest is to go find these five Vulpixes that run around the map.
Are they Alolan?
Yeah.
Oh. Fun.
You have to go to one specific part of the map, and it's kind of hard to find because at first, when I looked at my map, it was all...
I could run one of those again.
It was all blanked out. You get one as the reward.
I'm going to find this guy.
But anyway, he says to you, like, they're at the, like, avalanche ice falls or whatever, and you're like, okay, great. And you open up your map, and it's not on there. And you're like, well, what the fuck?
Oh.
So I just started flying around looking for Vulpix, and eventually I found him. And then I realized that your map expands. There's like unlockable map sections.
I did that. I flew around because I was trying to get to the lake that's in Alabaster Islands. And first of all, I ran into an alpha Lucario way up in the mountains.
Scary. Wow, like up there meditating or something.
Scary. Very scary. And then I also found around that, I think it's the Alabaster, like, ice falls around where you're talking. So I guess that's where I'll go to try to find these Vulpixes and this guy. But there's, like, a chasm that you see when you're flying around. And I dumped...
Oh, yeah, it's like a big hole.
I fell into it, and there's some scary stuff in there.
Don't go in the hole.
Yeah, that is not a hole that you want to go into.
Wow, you're really way more adventurous than I am. Joshua!
The lakes. So let's start with...
After this break!
Damn it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joshua, welcome back. Bug catchers, well, bug pioneers, welcome back.
Alola.
To the Trials of the Lakes. I don't know where you went first. I went to Lake Verity.
I also went to Verity because that's the one that is in the Obsidian Fieldlands. So naturally.
It's also the one we said we did last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tanny Sweetie. I have one this week.
Ooh, tell me.
It's Hisu and Gudra. It also might be a Fall of My Sword, sweetie, because I don't know if I've trashed either Gudra before.
That is a definitely Fall on Your Sword, sweetie. You talked so much shit about Gudra previously.
The first trial is just going into a
I was the original defender of the line.
In Lake Verity, and it's just a Hisu and Gudra in there, and that's my sweetie, because it looks, it's alpha too, it's got red eyes.
Yeah.
But it looks at you, and it goes, Goo!
That sounds exactly like it.
Yeah. I love it.
It looks sweet too. The big steel shell that it also like goes into when it uses moves, and it's got like gooey horns.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, I have one on my fucking team.
I think you were wrong about the original line too. Like, not just Hisuian.
Never use it.
But I agree. Like, this is a goddamn sweetie.
I clobbered
a Gudran City. Gudran sweet. Yeah, it's
no idea
nothing.
What you're trying to land on.
It's nothing.
I clobbered it.
Clobbered.
This stupid Gudra.
Well, I didn't clobber it because I captured it.
Oh, I killed it.
I captured it.
I already got a Gudra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, remember that I've been having an issue with my fucking Sligoo?
Oh, yeah.
Not evolving because it hasn't rained this whole goddamn time. So guess what's
just
on my team now?
It's always raining there.
No. Problem solved.
Crimson Mirelands.
Alpha Gudra's on my team. I'll just tell you now.
Too late, buddy. Train's already left the station on that cool concept.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all that's all that protects the Lake Guardian Mesprit.
Yeah.
Who doesn't even reveal its name, but it does speak to you psychically. So add that one to the fucking list.
Yeah.
And it says some fucked up shit. It's my trainer danger. It's not really a trainer, I guess.
It's not a trainer at all.
But he says some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
He quizzes you. He does the trial of Mesprit.
It's a they.
Sorry, they.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mesprit.
Still learning.
It's a process.
Mesprit asks you a few questions. I didn't capture all of them, but I captured one of them. And this is the reason they're my trainer danger. Because Mesprit said, when you fell to this land, what stirred in your heart? And it's like, buddy, you don't want to know. But also, like, if you have to ask, come on, do you not know the fucking slogan? What do you think stirred in my heart?
Do you have to do the slogan again? Did you tell Mesprit the slogan?
Yeah.
That's like a long response. I didn't, Soren didn't have that option.
Yeah, you know what I said to him? Here's what I said to him.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I said. Here's what Doug said.
What did Doug say, famously?
Bugs, slugs, crabs, clams, little octopods, and other boneless bods. If it ain't got a bone, ball's getting thrown.
What did Mesprit think of that?
They accepted that answer.
Okay.
They were fine with that.
Yeah.
Move on.
Mesprit asks you some, like, psychiatrist
questions.
Here's the
questions. Pixie plate or whatever I give you.
You get Mesprit's plume. Pixie plate. So we're done with Mesprit.
Yeah.
And then this is where we realized, like, oh, I kind of thought this would be like a Snowpoint Temple situation where you have to do all this shit that takes forever. But no. The trials are quick.
No, it's just the trials are just pretty wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Yeah. So what would you do next?
I went to the Alabaster Icelands one. The
Acuity?
Fuxy. Uxy. Yeah, Lake Acuity.
Uxy! Uxy also speaks to you in your mind.
They're all, obviously, they can all communicate telepathically.
And Uxy's also my trainer danger, because Uxy's also a little bit, has some interesting tastes. Really into, like, eyes. Way too into eyes.
Way too into eyes. And also, well, I also want to point out, when they communicate with you, the text comes out very slowly, and there's like weird, you know, kerning.
Apart.
Like, the spacing is all weird. And it's like, what is going on in my mind?
That's why you're supposed to read it like this.
That's right.
Aye, Muxie. Tell me how many eyes these Pokemon all have.
And it's some huge number, like 60,000.
Well, yeah, but it asks you how many eyes do these Pokemon have, and then tell me in order. And it's Combi, Zubat, Unum, Magneton, Dusclops. And the answer is 60,131.
A lot of eyes, really into eyes.
Also,
stuff.
you have to fight an Alpha Zoroark before.
Oh yeah, beautiful Alpha Zoroark.
Yeah, pretty freaky. Had no idea what type that was going to be, but I did open with what's his face, Samurott, and I popped Ceaseless Edge on it. And it was a one-hit KO because I went strong, and so I couldn't capture it. So that sucks.
That's fine.
Oh, normal ghost type. That's wild.
Oh, and then Uxie's like, yes, you can have the Uxie Pearl or whatever.
Uxie's Claw. Just keep guessing. That's good. Yeah, just keep guessing.
One last lake to hit.
Lake Valor.
Lake Valor in
Crimson Mirelands.
Crimson Mirelands.
I spent the least amount of time here.
Who's that protecting the cup this time? It's that big, the new Overquill.
Overquill, which I like.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just sort of a ball with spikes. It looks like very like early CGI, you know, where it's just like we have basic shapes and we've stuck them together.
The animation does not look good. The illustration on the Bulbapedia entry looks good.
Yeah.
Caught it. I did catch that one.
I already had one from when I was hunting that Manaphy.
I was jealous of that. And then Azelf.
Azelf is my trainer danger of the week.
Compared to the other two?
They are a bomb pig.
Balm pig. Yes, it is a balm pig.
Yeah, they're just like, oink, oink, I'm a balm pig, throw balms at me.
Like, oh, ooh, thank you, daddy. Ooh, I love those balms.
Yeah.
Put the balms all over my little body.
It asks you to stop, and you just keep balming it, and that's how you win the trial.
Yeah, and then the strangest part of this whole thing, and that was already weird, is that Azelf then, like, yanks its fang out and gives you its fang. It was all very perverse. This Azelf is the trainer danger. Yeah.
They're all a little fucked up.
They're all a little off kilter.
It's okay, though. You know, whatever gets them going. Joshua, we have the three pieces we need to put together the red chain.
Yes.
But I'm worried about the impact that's going to have on the future. So I'm a little afraid to venture out of this cave and do it. So I didn't do that.
I have not done it yet either.
But we should probably talk about the teams we brought into our battles with these Alpha Guardians in Level Check!
Level Check!
Who'd you bring this week, Joshy?
Well, I don't have any big updates. I already blew...
Nor me.
One of them. I blew the news on one of them. It's Philippus, Samurott, level 63, Amit, Durflim, level 61, Bjarni, Luxray, 63, Frangag, Toxicroak, 63, Behemoth, Alpha Cleavor, 61, and the new Shervage, Alpha Gudra, 59. It came at level 58.
Okay.
So, that's it. I guess, I don't know. I might swap something just to sort of like...
spice it up a little bit.
I don't know. Get some new going on.
Flying over one of these lakes was a big Gyarados. That's a worm. I mean, a slug. Think it's got bones? Definitely has bones. It's got teeth.
It seems like it has bones. What did
Doug Farmer...
What did Doug Farmer bring in?
Any Brugs? Slug starter, Alpha West Sea Gastrodon, level 61. Slug partner, Alpha East Sea Gastrodon, level 68. No change update there.
Wow, it didn't level at all that whole time?
No.
Woof.
It's already pretty high, I think.
There wasn't a ton of leveling to be done here.
No. Duck Charger, Porygon Z, level 58. Hugs Water, Manaphy, level 57. Slime Armor, Alpha Gudra. Did I say that Porygon Z is shiny because it
is. We all know.
Alpha Goodra. Slime's armor, level 60. And then Rock Harder Steelix, level 66.
Great. Good job. We all gained like a level or two.
Yeah, not much to do.
No. And I guess speaking of not much to do, Star Check.
No updates. I'm fucking, as far as I know, I'm like out of the system, you know?
Yeah. Celine did like smuggle us out and she's like been communicating with us via like a, you know, carrier Starly or something.
She has not been updating my stars though.
Levington, even though he was like, he's like, man, I'm going to stand by your side. But then he disappeared right after that. And so we can't turn in our research. And I think I have like 40 tasks.
Yeah.
That have updates.
At some point, I thought I hacked the game because I was in Alabaster Icelands and I unlocked a thing where I had to get two idiots on one side of a, on two sides of a waterfall to find one another to unlock a new camp.
Oh, yeah, I did
and
that.
And Levington showed up at the camp. And I was like, gotcha, sucker.
Oh, I'd already done that the other week, but that's funny. But you couldn't, you're like, Doug Farmer's like, hey, I got some research tasks to turn in. And he just...
He's like, I have to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at 7, too.
Maybe we'll get to 8 someday, just like Erica mentioned in the other episode where she ended at 8. And I'm feeling like that might happen to us.
Yeah.
Unknown Hunter D.
You can't just cut me off. I was going to set it up. I was going to say that dusk was falling across the land and like a chill was on our skin.
Okay, you can do it.
Who's that? Like, who's that to battle against the dark forces of night? It's Unknown Hunter D, and the D stands for Doug Farmer.
Right. Or in my case, Unknown Hunter S, I guess.
Not as good. Doesn't ring as nicely.
No.
Joshua. Oh, I would love to hear how many unknowns you've caught and what kind of fun words you can make with them.
I'm up to 14 now.
Huge jump
I up. Gained 3?
Yeah, it's great.
I'm in the game. I'm not out. I haven't pulled ahead literally in any episode this whole season, but I'm in the game.
You never will. Yeah. How many of these things are there? 26. Yeah. Oh, 27, because there's a question. Oh, 28, because there's an exclamation point.
I'm concerned that you might actually try to do all of them, and I don't know that I have the stamina for that.
Oh, I may be locked out if I've been exiled from Jubilife. I don't know if I found them all back there.
I think I got all the Jubilife ones, so that's good.
What do you got? 14.
14. You deft?
Excuse me? Oh, you can spell it. I see.
I wish I could say you daft, but I don't have an A.
Oh, I do.
But I got the letters for you, I think, were the 3 that I got this week. So I can do a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah. You sour? No, you don't know.
I don't really know. I guess if we were like on a, you know, a mission in D&D, maybe I would ask you deaf to like, you know, you quicken your movements.
You slide? You can do.
You slide. Ooh, that's good. Ooh, you would. I bet Doug Farmer wishes he could spell that one out.
Or you glide?
You like gliding and sliding.
Yeah.
So how many do you have and what could you
16.
Spell?
Damn. Glute.
I can't close the gap.
Gum-like.
Gum-like. Huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Is that, I'm waiting for slug.
Gum-like? Is that really...
An S away from slug.
Something
where'd you get that
you can
S?
Say. I think... Gum-like is wrong. I dispute.
Like your gums.
I challenge.
Like your gums.
No, it's like Scrabble. Challenge.
Like your teeth gums. Oh, this.
Well.
What is this material? It's gum-like.
You have it on here as one word, and you're going to need a fucking hyphen unknown. Pull that off. There's no way that gum-like, and it's one word, is acceptable by the Oxford English Dictionary. And if it's not the OED, then it's irrelevant.
How about this? Like gum?
Like gum. Okay. Yeah, good. That's much better.
All right. I think we've successfully hunted some unknowns. We successfully checked our levels. We've successfully checked our stars. And we are still exiled, Joshua, until we can manage to craft this red chain and climb our asses out of this fucking video game once and for all. Mark my words.
Are we... Are we in the end game? This is getting very hard to navigate now that we don't want to spoil ourselves.
I don't know.
So
I don't know.
Next week.
Let's not make the mistake of not doing when they like very obviously set us up to do like a little thing like they did with the Three Lake trials.
Yeah, Tanner, we got to tell the Bug Pioneers what they got to do next week. We already fucked up last week.
Joshua, that's it for us this week, I
think.
That's
it.
We've secured the bits of Lake Guardians.
Gross.
But we've already got the red chain. We're ready to go craft it.
We'll see how.
Let's head out. For now, Joshua, this has been Experience Share. My name has been Tan Esperit. You've been Goo Josh. Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and do follow the
follow
show.
Follow me on OnlyFans.
Follow
podcasts.
Follow Goo Josh on OnlyFans. Please do follow the show. Every that you follow podcasts, please do follow us at EXP SharePod on Twitter and Instagram and Threads.
And check out the subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers. Buy some merch at expsharepod.com. And next week...
What are we doing?
Complete a top Mount Coronet.
Ooh,
we're
I
going
hope it's
back.
A juicy chunk of leg.
I hope... I'd like some meat on the bones of this leg.
You think they'll let us back into Jubilife ever? I hope so.
I just like... I have so many quests that I need to turn in.
Yeah, me too.
And I have so many more... inventory slots that I want to buy.
Me too. That's it for us, Joshua. Goodbye to you. Goodbye to the Bug Pioneers. Alola.
Chip, chip, cheerio. Alola. Smell you later.